Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz. Today we are continuing in the seventh chapter of Masechet Sanhedrin, and today we will be learning Mishnayos Vav and Zion. Mishnah Vav says, Ha'oved Avodah Zarah, Echad Ha'oved, Ve'echad Hazoveach, Ve'echad Hamakater, Ve'echad Hamanaseh, Ve'echad Hamishtachveh, Ve'hamakabel Olav Le'loah, Va'omer Lo Eli Ata. So when it comes to idolatry, someone is liable, he's fit to be executed if he does any of the following things. If he serves it in its normal manner, if he slaughters to it, if he offers incense to it, if he pours libations to it, if he bows down to it, if he accepts it as a god, or if he says to it, you are my god. Aval hamagapeth, if someone hugs it, v'hamenashek, someone kisses it, v'machabed, if someone sweeps for it, v'hamarbitz, if he sprinkles the dust for it, v'hamarchitz, and if he washes it, v'hasach, if he anoints it, v'hamalbish, if he dresses it, v'hamaniel, if he puts shoes on it, over below saseh. Then he violates a negative prohibition, but he's not culpable for idolatry. Hanoted b'shmo, if somebody swears in its name, umakayim b'shmo, or if he affirms in its name, over below saseh. He violates a negative prohibition. Hapoer atzmo lebal po'or, if someone uncovers in order to defecate in front of the idol bal po'or, zohi avodaso, that is its form of worship. Hazorik evin lemarculus, and if someone throws stones at a statue of Mercury, zohi avodaso, that is its form of worship. So those things would be liable, even though you might think you can get away with acting disgracefully towards those idols, that's how they're worshipped. Let's look in the Bart Nuro. Echad ha'oved, one who serves. Avodah zarah b'davar shederach avodah so b'kach, when he serves an idol in something that is its manner of service. Ve'echad ha'zoveach v'chule, and then all these other things, as far as sacrificing and incense and libations, etc. Va'aval pi she'ein derach avodah so, even though doing so is not the way this idol is typically served. Ba'achas me'arba avodah halalu, with one of these four things. Chayev, nevertheless, he is still guilty and can be executed for this. That's because these are the way we serve God. So we're not allowed to serve an idol the way the idol is normally served, and we're not allowed to serve an idol the way God is normally served. V'chol shar avodos, chutz me'elu, enu chayev ad sheyavod kederech avodasa. But if he does anything else for the idol, like the sweeping or the sprinkling or the dressing, these things would not violate it unless it's actually the way that idol is served. V'amakabal olav leloah, and someone who ascribes divinity to it. Afilu bi'amira ba'alma, even just through words. The iskish lezvicha, because it's compared to the sacrificing, dechsiv, because the Torah says, v'yizbechu lo, v'yomru ela elohecha. And they sacrificed to it, and they said, this is your God. V'ha'omer lo eli ata, if someone says to the idol, you are my God. V'panav, in its presence. V'yasa seifa l'gluye resha, and this clause clarifies the previous clause, because we already said if you ascribe divinity to it, you're guilty. So why do we need to be told if you say to it, you are my God? So the e tana resha hava amina hani mili bepanav. If it had just said one who ascribes divinity to it, I might have thought this is talking about in his presence. You point to it and you say, this right here, that's my God. Aval shalo bepanav, but if it's not present, lo, then you wouldn't be guilty. So if it's in Chicago and you're in Detroit, then you could say, oh yeah, you want to know what my God is? Tana seifa bepanav, so the next clause comes and says, if you say to it, you are my God, that's talking in its presence. Michal de reisha shalo bepanav, so we see that these are different cases, so the first part must be talking about when not in its presence. Vafilu hachi chayev, and even so, if one does this, he's guilty. So if he sweeps or dresses or does any of these other things, anoints the idol, then over below saseh, he violates a negative prohibition, but he's not culpable for idolatry. Lo savdum yiseraksiv. So there's an additional verse that says not to serve them. Hanode b'shmo, one who swears in its name. Konam alai kol peres sheba'olam b'shem avodah zarah ploni. One who says, for example, that all produce in the world is forbidden to me in the name of this idol. Hamakayim nishba. One who affirms is one who swears. if somebody does these things over below sase, he violates a negative prohibition. V'shem Elohim achirim lo tazkiru, that one should not remember or cause to be mentioned the names of other gods, of false gods. So if one uncovers in front of Baal Peor, zohi avodaso, that's the way it's served. V'afilu niskavin livzoso, even if his intention is to denigrate it, hoyol v'zuhi avodaso chayev chatas. Even if he means to be disrespectful, since that's the way it's served, if one does it to Baal Peor, he needs to bring a sacrifice. V'hazorik evin l'merkulis, if one throws a stone at a statue of Mercury, she'ovdimoso bizrika savanim, because it was served by throwing stones. So if you don't like the statue, the way to show that is not to throw a stone at it, because that was its service. Skipping a little, zohi avodaso, this is its service. V'afilu niskavin l'ragmo chayev chatas. Even if you intend to stone it disrespectfully, you would be obligated, one would be obligated in a sacrifice for doing so. Mishnah Zion. Hanosin mizara l'molech, if one gives his children over to Molech, eino chayev ad sheyimser l'molech v'yavir ba'esh. He's not culpable until he's handed them over and they've passed through fire. Marsal Molech v'lo hevir ba'esh, if they're handed over to Molech but not passed through the fire, hevir ba'esh v'lo masal Molech, or if they're passed through fire without being handed over to Molech, eino chayev, he's not culpable. Still forbidden, but he's not subject to execution. He's not culpable. Ad sheyimsur l'molech v'yavir ba'esh. He only is culpable if he hands them over and then they're passed through fire. Baal Ov. So we name two different types of sorcerers or necromancers, mediums. So a Baal Ov, zepitom hamadaber mishechyo. So a Baal Ov is a type of sorcerer or medium who appears to speak through ventriloquism from his armpit. V'yidoni ze hamadaber bepiv. And the Yidoni, that's someone who speaks from his mouth. Hare Elo Beskila, these people, the Yidoni and the Baal Ov, they would be executed through stoning. Nishal Behem Bazhara, but the one who inquired of them, the one whose questions they're answering with their trickery, he would only be given a warning. Looking in the Bart Neuro. So someone is not culpable for serving Molech until he both hands over the children to the priests of Molech and they are caused to pass through the fire. So ad sheyimsur v'yavir ba'esh, he has to hand them over and they have to be passed through fire, shenemar, because the pasuk tells us, lo sitein lahavir, don't give them over to pass. Uksiv hasam, and another pasuk tells us, lo yimatze b'cha mavir b'no ubito ba'esh, there shall be found among you no one who passes his children through the fire. Ma havara hamura sham ba'esh, af havara hamura kan ba'esh. Just like the passing over there is about fire, similarly the passing over here is through fire. Ov ze pitom, ov is a type of medium. Lokeach gogoles shel meis, he takes the skull of a dead person, la'achar shinisakel habasar, after the flesh is worn away, umaktir la, b'shol mimena, atidos, v'himashiva. So he asks it questions and he makes it appear as if it's answering. So the Baal Ov would stick it under his arm and that's where his ventriloquism would come from. The Yidoni was the bone of a type of animal or bird that he would put in his mouth and make that appear to answer. So different types of trickery. So the people who practice these false arts, they can be executed, but one who inquires of them is only warned, Bazhara, Dal tifnu el ha'ovos, because the Torah tells us not to turn to these sorcerers. Okay, that is the end of Mishnah Zion. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Ches and Tess.